Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Hey, timer now is 7:10. Dog enthusiast, and yes, he can woof it up on the offensive line. Chris Hubbard, number 74. We got an update here on his two dogs, Chase and Capone.
You know, they've just picked up this habit again of, like, barking at, like, you know, I guess they hear ants pooping in the wind. Like, my dogs just go crazy in the house. So, for the most part, you jumping around, like, seeing what's going on, and it's nothing. Like, they just freaking out.
Without getting too graphic, Chris, what does an ant pooping in the wind sound like? Can you give us maybe a vocal recital on that?
I couldn't even tell you, but I just think they just hear and feel everything, and that's what startles them.
Maybe some people aren't familiar with you. You're a big dog lover and stuff. So Chase got his name because he chased after everything, right? How did Capone get his name?
Capone got his name because he's so chill. He's one of those godfather guys. Like, he don't take a lot of bull. You know what I mean? That's how he is. He relax. And when it's time to, you know, take charge, he will.
I'm going
to
make him an offer again with you.
Now, you've always been a dog guy. No cats?
No cats. My wife loves cats, though. She wanted a cat maybe last year. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just give me one more year to think about it. And we might get a cat. You never know.
Now, you grew up in Georgia, right?
Yes, Columbus, Georgia. Born and raised.
You probably had your pick on what kind of wildlife you wanted to bring home.
Snakes.
Yeah. Really?
Snake, any like reptiles, like frogs or anything like that. Frogs, lizards, whatever we caught like in the woods that it was fun to be around.
So how long, what would happen when you brought all these critters home? I mean, would they all coexist in the same household or did they?
No, they'd be outside. I'd keep them outside. And you'll just play with them right there and see what they'll do.
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday play.
I never got having a pet snake, did you? I mean, do you want one curling up to you next in bed like the dog? No.
Slats hits the road to find out who's barking in Berea on 98.5 NCX.
Time right now is 8:10. He's proud, born and raised from the state of Wisconsin. We got together with Browns linebacker Joe Schobert. And first of all, does everyone in Wisconsin have a cow?
A cow? No.
But the cheese is just world-class because?
Because we got the best cows. We're in the Midwest, so we have all the fertile grounds. Cows eat the best hay. They're the happiest cows. California can say whatever they want, but those cows are sweating out there, not sweating in Wisconsin. So we got the best quality of life for our cows.
Going into Wisconsin, Joe, I never got into cheese curds. This probably because of the squeaking between my cheek and gum.
Mm-hmm. Squeaky cheese, that's how you make them. You take two raw ones or cold ones and rub them together. They squeak like none other. It's just an interesting consistency. You fry them up kind of like mozzarella sticks, but they're real, real yummy.
And that's like a healthier fair food then, right?
No. Fried cheese and not too healthy.
How much cheese is too much cheese?
Any amount of cheese.
In the wintertime, does everyone bowl in a league?
It's definitely something that older people do. My family was never doing it, but I definitely heard of people who are in the bowling leagues, drinking a lot of beer on the weeknights and getting competitive over bowling.
Mm. Is everyone a Packers fan, Joe?
Pretty much. I mean, when you get the one of my friends and teammates in college, Vontae Jackson, used to say he was a Bears fan because he lived closer to Chicago than Wisconsin. He lived in Kenosha, Wisconsin, so he lived in Wisconsin. He always said it bad. He literally just said, yeah, Kenosha's closer to Chicago than Wisconsin. It's like, Vontae, you live in Wisconsin. You're closer to Wisconsin. But he meant Green Bay.
You're not very pretty, and you're not very bright.
Does everyone in Wisconsin own a Brett Favre jersey?
Probably. I mean, half Brett Favre, half Aaron Rodgers, and then there's probably a quarter Joe Schobert jerseys and Joe Thomas jerseys. So we're making inroads in Wisconsin.
We did it, Ma! We finally did it!
Anyone know what number jersey Joe Schobert wore at Wisconsin? 58. See, 58-53 here for the Browns. Couldn't wear 58 because linebacker Christian Kirksey already had that locked up. Joe Thomas wore number 72 Wisconsin, then grabbed number 73 for the Browns because then fellow offensive lineman Ryan Tucker already had number 72. Now on to this here game. Bob Lou for a player with a recognizable name and number during tonight's final preseason game at the stadium. Good luck. Tonight is where those who are trying to last past Sunday, September the 1st, are fighting for a job. Hello, perhaps, offensive lineman Austin Corbett, former Buckeye quarterback, now trying to make it as a backup wide receiver. yeah, that guy. On the bow of the barge, the cup, the 0-3 Detroit Lions and 2-1 Browns, 7:30 tonight at the stadium with Jimmy and Doug with Braxton Miller. Thank you. The call for you on your rocket home for Cleveland Browns football, 98.5 NCX. Browns are a 4.5-point favorite. The over-under is 33.5. Wow, that is low.